It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined on the phone now by Rita Ora. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely speech again, as always. How are you and where are you in the world right now?
Lovely speaking to you too. I am in New York City, in a place called, well, just out of New York, Atlantic City, right out of New York. And I'm flying back to New York tonight. It's still about 11 a.m, so I have a show tonight and then I get back later on.
So confused about working out time zones and stuff like that. My girlfriend is currently over in America and I'm like, I have no idea what time it is over there. But thank you very much for speaking to us anyway.
Of course.
Now, I've got to talk to you, first of all, about X Factor. Been all over the news recently, of course. So whereabouts are you right now? Are you sort of getting, I think I read on your Twitter, you're filming boot camp now. Is that right?
Well, at the moment, yes. We just finished filming boot camp and the next step is to do the 6-chair challenge and then we start going live shortly, but it's so amazing, honestly. I'm so happy to do it and finding talent. And you think that we've seen it all since it's been 12 years, but this the level of talent this year is just really out of control. I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think with this whole new judging lineup and sort of new approach to it this year, it's certainly been sort of revitalised now in everyone's eyes. How excited are you to be a part of something like this?
I'm so excited, only because it's a new panel, new presenters, everyone feels like, you know, they're bringing brand new energy to it, and I think that's what's so cool about this show. This year is definitely like a step up, you know, and I think you can see when you see how we act on the panel and how comfortable we are with each other, and the fact we can still go away and do our career jobs, it's really exciting, you know, it's an amazing thing.
Now, of course, this isn't the first sort of, you know, musician judging program you've been a part of. You're on The Voice, of course. But how is this different? What are the sort of newer, different, surprising elements to being on The X Factor as compared to The Voice?
Well, they're completely two different shows, you know. They really are. They're very different. And also, the only similarity is that it's a singing competition.
Mm.
But it's extremely exciting. There's no comparison.
And how are you four getting on as a judging panel? I know you've seen you've tweeted photos and you seem to be very enjoying being alongside each other.
It's amazing. Being on a panel with another female is so incredible, especially Cheryl being so a girl's girl. You know, me and her really kicked it off straight away and I'm really happy that I get to really just have a laugh with someone that gets it. And obviously I have a good dear friend of mine already on there, and then Simon is just like the overlooker. So it's amazing to kind of have four different personalities all over the place.
I've having seen you on The Voice and, you know, with Cheryl and Nick as well, I get the feeling sometimes Simon's going to have to keep you guys in check because you really are a good bunch of people.
Yeah, there is definitely a more like, there's a lot of come on in their eyes now, time to focus again. But that's all part, we have to remember that even though this is a competition, we have to really try and enjoy, you know, and have fun on this panel.
Exactly. And I've read and you've been having fun with flirting with some of the contestants that have been auditioning. That sounds good.
Well, let me just completely tell you the truth. I wasn't flirt, but I'm a very open person. If I see something that I really like or someone looks really nice, whether it's a male or a female, I'm the first to compliment, you know, and I just say, you look really great, or you look great. And obviously, I'm a professional,
mm-hmm.
So it's just compliments, really. And I also think it cracks the ice.
Yes, I don't know whether it would crack the ice for me or make me even more nervous if I thought Rita was always flirting with me just before I was about to sing to her.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Because I saw some people saying, does this mean Rita's going to date one of the contestants? Would that ever happen
Definitely
for you?
Definitely not. 100% no. Of course not. I mean, I'm a judge on the show. It's very professional, 100%.
Exactly. I think a lot of people want to make stories out of stuff like that, but I've met you before and
oh,
I know,
no way.
I trust me, I know when you're flirting and when you're not, personally.
Thank you.
Now, we've got to talk about this new song with Chris Brown, which sounds fantastic, by the way. How did it all come about then?
Well, I really just wanted to approach this next record with a nice summer anthem, and I am musically such a fan of Chris's work, and I have been for a very long time. And I really just thought vocally his voice really suited this record, and I approached it with just that in mind, and musically it worked perfectly, and that's what I do, you know, I'm a fan of music, so I asked him to be on it, and he agreed, and then it came out with Body on Me.
And it sounds fantastic, and the fans are really getting excited about it. I've been seeing on your Facebook page especially about that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so, so lucky. I've got the best fans in the world. And also, you know, being from the UK, I've always been a fan of international artists. And I think it's only fair that we really kind of get together and collaborate. And this album, for me, it's all about us sticking together and uniting. And right now, I don't think music has supported each other as much as we do now, you know?
Exactly. I mean, there's been an element of controversy about this collaboration for you, but was it you were just always about, you know, like you say, your voice and Chris Brown's voice working together, or what was the thinking process behind that?
It's always, you know, I really just went into this collaboration with a clear mind of what vocally will sound the best and what musically works, and that for me made the most sense. You know, I've been such a supporter of females for such a long time. You know, look at any of my interviews, and for me, I think the song speaks itself.
Exactly right. And there is, you know, a lot of rumours going around with the X Factor as well, and obviously the Judges' Houses coming up. Is there any chance that Chris could maybe be joining you for the Judges' Houses stage, or have you made any decisions on that yet?
I definitely have got a few ideas in mind about who I would like to join me, but I am definitely not going to let anybody know. You have to wait and see.
I figured that was going to be the answer, to be honest. And great to see you in the new Southpaw film as well with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, thank you. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. Yeah, I watched it this weekend, and it's a fantastic film and another string to your bow. Like you say, you know, I remember you coming in here and we talked about 50 Shades, and now you're in this as well. You must be really enjoying the acting side of stuff as well.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm absolutely having an amazing time. That's a Weinstein production, and everything worked with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I've really enjoyed being busy. You know, I love putting out music. I love shooting movies, and I love being on the X Factor. So I think I'm a little bit busy, but I'm not saying very lucky.
And I read somewhere the potential maybe of you to reprise the role in another 50 Shades of Grey movie. Would that be something you'd like to do?
Yeah, 100%. I've read all three books, and you can definitely see me in number 2 and 3 when we make it happen.
That'd be fantastic to do that, especially because obviously, you know, in Southpaw you're playing this drug addict, and in 50 Shades you were sort of quite briefly in it. But it'd be nice to see more of you in the new 50 Shades film.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you will. In two and three, my character really grows extremely. So you'll see.
And it'd be nice to see you playing a nice character as well, because, like we said, you know, the 50 Shades, she's quite a cold character towards the lead. And then in Southpaw, you're this drug addict. You're like, can I just be someone nice who dresses well and stuff like that for once?
Yeah, of course. I also want to be a superhero one day.
Yes. Any particular superhero? Got Wonder Woman, maybe? Or what have you got in mind?
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Oh. You know me so well. Perfect.
Rhea, it's been lovely to chat to you as always. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to chat to Free Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good day. Thank you.
And we can't wait to see you on The X Factor this year.
Oh, well, make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be a great show.
Will do. And we are going to stick on your new single now with Chris Brown on Free Radio. Go on, introduce it, Rita.
Hey, thank you, Free Radio. I'm Rita Ora, and this is my brand new single, Body On Me.